with that, we're going to chat with Zeke, because I'm curious to learn more about what we're going to be chatting about. Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy, how are you doing?
I'm good. I thawed.
You thawed.
It took me a while to thaw when I arrived. Okay, I'm not going to exaggerate. It's probably colder in other places right now, aside from here.
And besides thinking you got to thaw.
Yes, besides thinking that you have to thaw. Wear layers. Layers is the trick.
You got it.
Go in today, and you're going to be talking to us about the CCA. It's a follow-up.
Yes.
Because you did do an interview, was it few months back?
Yeah, it was September 13th when Lev Bratishenko came in and discussed what he was doing at the CCA and how he did it. And now there is the fruits of his labor. It's the show called Error 404, The Object is Not Online. And for those of you with long-term memory problems or no short-term memory, Lev Bratishenko is a web editor, web designer, web person at the CCA. And his show is, as it says in the press folderol and stuff like that, a diverse collection of disparate objects attempting to show the difference between the physical world and what's online. And I was there on last Thursday because we did a Tron double feature, and as part of the exhibition, Lev had programmed the original Tron from 1982, and then I went to go see the Tron from now, which is like really, both are really hokey and really bad films, but seeing them back to back was tons of fun.
I love Tron 1.
You love?
I love Tron 1. Oh, wait, Sabrina's saying a comment.
I love both of them. I love both of them. I mean, the first one is classic, but no. The first one inspired so many. It's the cheese factor that makes it. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking.
They're horrible. I mean, aside from the dialogue that, yes, okay, fine. Margo's saying something.
I'm sorry,
Margo, yes?
Did it bring everything up to date?
For what?
From the classic to now?
Well, the
effects and everything?
The effects were pretty advanced to begin with, right? When the first one came out, and I'm going on a tangent here, Zeke. I don't mean
That's fine.
I just have to add this since we're all adding a comment right now. I was just going to say the first one was really impressive because at the time there wasn't really that many films that were daring enough to do something what they were doing, which is conceptually it was something that not everybody would want to see or want to be in this whole idea of a game, That whole idea was something that was still very new to everybody. And everybody was kind of thinking, why would you want to do that?
No, it's just because you weren't around then. I was playing the video game.
I was playing Atari as well, right? Everybody knows about Atari.
Atari came out after Tron. Tron was a console game that you played in a video arcade.
Oh, what about Texas Instrument?
Texas Instruments calculators, those were about the same.
No, they had games too. We're not going to argue about this. All I'm saying is just that there was a time when not everybody was into, it wasn't so cool, and I guess, or trendy. Maybe not cool. I'll say that we're trendy. There wasn't this kind of idea of what the gaming industry is now. Like, the gaming industry is huge now, right? And back in the 80s, the gaming industry wasn't really there. It was but it just wasn't really as developed and as high-end and as so, you know, trendy and everything is all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Anyway, but going back to your point, because, of course, you're bringing this up because of the CCA.
Yes, and they had programmed the original, which I hadn't seen in a long time, and then went to go see the double. But while I was waiting online, or before I was waiting online to go see the film, there was his show, which is a direct cut, because without the show, there wouldn't have been the Tron. And it's quite a witty take on things, because there's a website that is up as well. And it's basically, if you type in, the whole idea is, the concept is that if you mistype a URL into your web browser and you try and find it's not there, it's the technical term is it's a
404.
Resource. Oh, no, I'm not going to remember what it is called, but anyhow, error 404 is where you got the title from. And but there it's the sort of thing where if on the CCA's website you mistype anything, you get to the website for the show. And so there is this sort of witty challenge, change and stuff like that. And the other thing that I quite like is because there is a webcam that is taking pictures every, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever it is, of the show. So if you go to the website right now and you look for it, it's going to be, there are multiple ways you can find it. But the easiest way is you put in cca.qc.ca/whatever.
I like that.
You look at it and...
Well, there you go. 404 error. The object is not online.
And then, because you can see this.
And go straight to it.
And what do you see on the screen? A big black square,
anyone?
Right? Do you see a big black square?
Yeah, and it says anyone on it.
Yes, exactly. It's the sort of thing where because the lights are off in the gallery, you can't see anything. And I get such a big kick out of that. You can only see it online when the CCA is open because otherwise they keep the things closed. But anyhow, yes, since you can't see it online now, you got to listen to our voice. But yeah, they have a variety of cool objects. One of the ones that I thought was very cool is this thing called Dandana, the Fairy Palace, which is a building block thing using glass blocks as pieces to construct. It was designed by Bruno Tott and made by Blanche Malberg, or the other way around. I just wrote down their names. But it's very cool because it's in one of these sort of like incubator type boxes where you have the gloves, since it is very there's small objects and they didn't want them to sort of disappear and so on. And so you put your hands into the gloves in the box and then you get to play around with it, and it was lots and lots of fun. They also have a couple of computers there with some various things like some AutoCAD drawings AutoCAD drawings for Peter Eisenman's Memorial to the Murdered Jews of Europe. The problem I found there with stuff like that is, given that I'm not familiar with AutoCAD and don't know how to manipulate the program, it was sort of difficult to figure out the difference or how to use it other than just sort of look at it as an object. And given that it's on a laptop computer, it's sort of like, okay, fine, it's on a laptop computer. They had some books, and it was just, yeah, nice sort of stuff that was all just culled from the collection of the CCA. You look like you're about to ask a question.
No.
Okay. Yeah, and with the books, it was the sort of thing which one of the things that caught my eyes was that there's the cliche about you can't judge a book by its cover, and the five books that he has there all are based on its covers. There's one that has a concrete as its cover. There's another one that has lenticular image as its cover. There's another one that's in Braille. There's another one that's been soaked in spices so that it's a smelly book, and then there's another one that uses coconut husks as its cover.
Soaked in spices?
Yeah, in terms of the page, it's sort of infused. It's sort of like it's sort of like using one of those air fresheners or something like that, or clothing softeners. It just sort of gives everything a smell. But because it's under sort of plexiglass, you can't smell it anymore. You got to take their word for it, and the sort of like drawings are the tags on the side. The other thing that occurred to me is, I don't know where, but somewhere in my notes, I don't know where I got this, but in my notes I wrote down, why should a computer-generated world have a one-to-one correlation with the real world? And it's probably from Lev's introduction to the film. And it's the sort of thing where, to me, it is the sort of thing where within the website and the exhibit itself, there is that one-to-one correlation. No, because there is one picture, and then there is one object, and there is one picture, and there is one object. And to me, that's it's the sort of thing where you can't have multiple pictures. You can make digital copies all over the place, and everybody goes home happy. So there doesn't necessarily need to be a one-to-one correlation between the digital world and the real world. There's also... the thing that I also found interesting was that with the old computers, there's one, there's like an old Compaq from probably about 1995 or something like that. It was running Windows NT, and I actually made it crash.
You made it crash?
Yeah, I made it crash. Not intentionally. And then rebooted it, and everything seemed to be okay.
Is that maybe part of the...
Everything is part of it. It's basically just the sort of thing where you're supposed to just be thinking about your perception of an object when you see it online, although right now you can't see it online because the lights aren't on at the CCA, and when you see it in person. And it is the sort of thing where, for the most part, this is something that goes, it's a sort of almost subconscious way of thinking, and this is bringing the subconscious to the forefront.
I'm wondering, with Tron.
Yes.
Are they actually showing the films?
They showed it.
They're showing the full-length films now.
They showed it.
Really?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Oh, wow.
For free.
I thought they would have just shown like half of scenes or what cutting up some of the scenes to integrate it within this exhibit.
No.
Wow.
No. It was the whole film, and it was in conjunction with... It wasn't part of the exhibit, but it was in conjunction with...
In conjunction with.
And yes, the show itself goes on until the 13th of February. And I got to thank Lev because it is a kick-ass and very nice show. Oh, yeah, talking about Thursdays, if you go there on Thursdays, as far as sort of just that whole conception of stuff that's online, offline, and so on, they have a phone in the gallery, and it's, you can pick it up, and you can speak to Lev anytime you want. It's almost like the Yoko Ono phone, except it goes the other way. As opposed to Yoko Ono phoning into the museum, it's you pick up the phone in the museum, and you speak to the curator.
Just like that?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Any time?
Thursdays.
Thursdays. Only Thursdays. Yes. I'm like, wow, that's really intense. Yeah. But wow, Thursdays. Oh, yes. Okay.
At the CCA, which is on Bale Street.
It's 1920, I think.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much the biggest building on Bale Street.
It's a beautiful building.
Almost the only building on Bale Street, or the only big building on Bale Street. The other ones are really tiny apartments and stuff like that. But yeah, you can't miss it. It's in between
1920.
It's in between St. Mark and St. Matthew, just below St. Catherine.
And you can see the stars. Yep. Whenever you go to see that building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just being nostalgic before because it's been a while since I've been at the CCA.
No, I
miss going there. It's really, really nice. It's worth checking it out just because you get so immersed in it and you learn so much. I always feel more educated every time I leave that place.
That is their whole mandate. It's like the other show they have.
And they fulfill it.
The whole other show that they have there, which I didn't like because it was just too didactic.
Mm. It does depend on their shows. It's true. There are some shows that are a little bit too much, and a little bit other ones are a little bit more open and interactive. Yeah. And this one sounds like
this
it's really interactive.
This one is very open and interactive.
So again, it's the 404 error.
Yes, 404 error. The object is not online. Good job, Lev.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks, Zeke.
No
gonna
problem.
Go to some
Thank
messages,
you.
And then we're gonna go chat with Sabrina for Sabrina's Secret Stash coming up shortly. Stay tuned.